Having worked with self-organization and community building for over 10 years, I really appreciate Lalu's take on decision-making. I've seen so many communities, so many teams, so many groups and organizations spend time and waste time in meetings aiming for a watered-down consensus, landing with a watered-down consensus, aiming for a solution, for a decision that's going to be empowering and great and moving the organization in the right direction, and ending up with something that belongs to no one. Lalu describes his take on how you can invite collective intelligence to decision-making, and he calls it the advice process. What he says is, if you feel strongly about something, if you feel strongly about making something happen, then you should be allowed to do it. But, and here comes the difference to holacracy as well, that says you can make decisions in the fields you've taken responsibility for. In Lalu's Reinventing Organizations, he says you can take any decision about the organization, including decisions related to spending money, if you got the advice from people with expertise and people who will be impacted by your decision. So you need to ask people who have expertise in the subject. That means also you can make decisions in a subject matter that you have no expertise in. You just need to pull in information from others who do have it. And you need to consult your idea with those who will be impacted. What I do find quite revolutionary in this one is that he says, and the following step of the advice process is, you are absolutely free to ignore those advisors and not let them influence your outcome and your decision. Still, all information is made public. So all the consultancy you've collected, all the hints, tips, needs and requests you've collected, and your decision based on that, is being made public. So that creates accountability. That means everybody can have an insight into how the decision has been made, who has made it, who has been consulted, and how the process looked like. And that obviously translates to how much credit you get in the organization based on how good the decisions are you making. I'm really looking forward to the next opportunity where I will be able to either try it out myself in my communities I'm a part of, or recommend it or offer and share it as an inspiration to our clients we work with and work for. I'm really looking forward to an opportunity to test this one and experience the empowering effects I imagine it having. Enjoy the visual and have a good day.